Good morning. I'm Sally. I'm one of the community here. The reading today is from Proverbs 9, and it's from verse 10 to 18. And if you want to have a look at it, it's on page 642 of the Church Bibles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. Folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way, "Let all who are simple come to my house." To those who have no sense, she says, "Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious." But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead. Reading God's word, getting to know God, spending time to build a relationship with God is wise. Keeps us focused on what is good, what is a good path. It helps us to become more like Jesus. Helps us to resist temptation. And today's lecture, 365, talks about prayer under pressure and how Jesus would take himself away alone to be with the Father. When I read the second part of this reading, my heart sank. How do I deal with this? So I read the Message version, and that was worse. I was going to read it, but I won't. And then I read my study Bible to get some help, but there was no escape. I could just ignore this bit and focus on the good bit at the beginning. But I decided to be honest and own up to having succumbed to temptation myself. So, to share a bit of personal knowledge of where it takes you. But I am a bit miffed that it's always the woman that's portrayed as the temptress. Like the woman who was going to be stoned. It was her fault. She was the adulteress. But Jesus said, "Those who are without sin cast the first stone." There must have been a man involved. Where was he? I guess it goes back to all Eve's fault. I'm not excusing myself. I'm no saint, but I've learnt to not be so quick to judge, but quicker to forgive. I can choose to learn from my mistake and to turn to wisdom. And I've learned that forgiveness is a very wise decision. And Jesus forgave us. We all face temptation. That's not wrong, but it's the choice that we make that counts. Jesus was tempted in the desert, And it must have been hard, as he would have been very hungry, thirsty, and weak. The devil used scripture against him. But his knowledge of the scripture and his relationship with the Father gave him the wisdom to overcome it. Jesus was also tempted not to go through with the great plan to save us when he asked the Father if it is possible to take this cup from me. Life can be full of very hard decisions to make that are very selfless. Emotions and fears can run high. So Jesus knows how hard it can be. Thankfully, he made an amazing choice for the love of us all. Let's take some time to think about anyone we need to forgive, including ourselves, and how we can choose wisdom. Let's pray. Dear Lord, there are so many temptations around us. Please help us to check our thoughts. Help us to check that our thoughts don't become actions. Help us to draw close to you, to have a close relationship to you enough to choose wisdom. Thank you that you chose a selfless path to save us from our sins and wash us clean, that we can come to you and know forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to play a song, and there's a little video that has a little story to it, if you watch closely. And in all situations, however hard, it's best to praise God. Thank you very much. Breakfast will be served shortly. Have a good day.